Yeah.
Do it, do it.
Yeah. 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 All the way from Haines City Woo. To Tolton to Rock for the U. Down in Miami, Florida, they calling them hurricanes. Yeah. Now it's in Tampa, reppin' that pewter power. I'm talking about number 25, Mike James. You can tone it up the middle, take it left or right. Woo. If it gets a big block, hit the Jets and take right. Linebackers, B-boy, and my boys bringing the pain. And if you miss a number, never forget the name. Shaking them at the line and taking them to the sticks. My boys putting on the show, you just can't miss. Now tell me what's his name.
Mike James, Mike James.
I said, tell me what's his name.
Mike James, Mike James.
Rocking that 25, just like a quarter century. My boy is the truth, y'all. Tell me if you feeling me. Tell me what's his name.
Mike James, Mike James.
Y'all tell me what's his name.
Mike James, Mike James.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Mike James. Franco, my music director over there, made that just for you.
Thank you. That's
now,
awesome,
is that something that you're not going to be able to get out of your head?
Man, you know what's so funny? Since the seventh grade, when Mike Jones came out with all that, you know, Mike Jones, who Mike? So I've been getting that like my whole life. Mike James. So it's like, it's just.
So it's always been there.
It's always been. It sounds normal.
Okay. Yeah. But we still need to get that on disc so we can get it to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So you'll put it in the car. You'll be able to listen all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Play it in the locker room.
Play it for holidays.
There you go.
You know, parties, stuff like that.
You know, Halloween, people are coming ding dong for candy. They've got that music playing. Right?
Yeah, I like that.
So how are you? How's things?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm feeling great. My wife and my son's here. So in the back.
Hi, wife. Hi, son.
Yeah, Aubrey and little Mike. So,
if you can take care of that table too, please. Mike's. Thank you.
So I'm happy to be here, man. I'm feeling good. We're on a little streak right now.
Victory Monday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm loving it, man. Yes. Yes, man. It feels good to, I mean, win and beat teams that, you know, people say that you shouldn't or we can't, you know. So, I think we're playing some good ball right now.
You think?
I think so.
I think everybody thinks so. Are you upset? And I know it's one of the questions that's written down. When you watch national media, I don't know if you do watch national media.
Okay.
But since the game yesterday and today, all we've heard is Seattle had an off day.
Yeah.
It's not that Tampa kicked butt.
Yeah.
It's Seattle had an off day.
See, and I used to watch a lot of NFL Network, and I kind of slowed down on it. You know, now I watch a little bit more. Other more news, the media outlets covering more other stuff. But, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's the same thing that they said about Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City had off day, this and that. I mean, but that's the thing. You just got to keep winning. Keep winning. Keep winning. Keep winning. That's how you get your respect.
Is it better that you're not getting it? You know, you're kind of like flying under the radar, or is that just all talk and hype?
I mean, I think it's just, man, we don't even listen to it all. I think we just stay even keel through it all. I think our leaders do a great job of just keeping us just – even kill. I mean, we don't get too high, too low. Even during the games, I feel like now. When things happen, we don't get too high, we don't get too low. Like, I remember Doug, you know, he had that fumble yesterday. Came to the sideline, Jameis got in his face, man, you're going to be okay. Defense, boom, defense get a turnover. Then Jameis threw an interception. Then defense make another play. So it's like, you know, we just not getting too high, not getting too low, man. We just, you know, we're confident in what we're doing right now.
I hate talking about anything negative, and obviously it's negative about Al Werner and the situation. And talk about that. I know that you were quoted a couple times, your locker's right next to his. Just how emotional it was for the entire team, how close-knit you guys are.
Man, it's hard. You know, Gerald said a prayer before the game, and he said a lot because we had, a lot of guys who, you know, who lost a parent. I mean, I lost my mom at 19. Kevin Penfield, he lost his mom. Levante lost his mom. Gerald lost his mom. And, you know, the CATV.
Lewis Murphy.
Yeah, Lewis. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, when you lose a parent, you change forever. I mean, anybody who lost a parent, they know that. I mean, so, you know, we was out there playing with a lot of emotion. I mean, especially the guys who know what he's going through, know how he felt. Because I played a game on the day of my mom's funeral. So, you know, I know exactly, you know, how he feels, what he's going through, man. It's a lot of emotion, and to be able to focus and to be able to play the way he played. I mean, he played very well. And, you know, to play it through, kudos to Vern. He's a great dude, and, you know, what he did yesterday, I'm glad the world got to see how good of a man he is, how good of a ball player he is. And, I mean, we just played with a lot of emotion yesterday. I mean, we wanted to do it for him. I mean, he was a big part of that.
And what a guy he is. You know, I'm sure you don't know this. A lot of people don't know this. We talk all the time on Facebook, and he has no idea who I am. Mm. Now, we've talked in the locker room, but he doesn't know the guy that he's talking to on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, we just talk about stuff and life, mm-hmm. and I've sent him, you know, some tickets and stuff like that kind of thing. And that's how cool he is, that he just talks to fans and people.
He's a great dude. And he's a great, he does a great job on the grill, too. We went to one of his.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. A little fun fact, too. I gave you one back. You know, just, I think what party was? I think it was Memorial Day. It was something. But he got on the grill, man. He's a pretty good cook, too.
Talk about, if you can, and if you will, you know, when you play on a day like that, you know, nobody can ever understand that.
Yeah.
And obviously, everybody has lost, but everybody feels different, acts different. How do you do that? Do you, does it help? Because now you're not thinking?
I think it does. And I think it's like, you know, I don't know exactly how Vern and his dad relationship was. But I know for me, my mom, she would have wanted me to play. Because she would have known, you know, that would have been a peaceful time for me. That would have, you know, made me feel at least a little bit normal, you know, again. So it's a tough thing to do. But, man, when I was out there, you know, I was having fun. You know, I was emotional, you know, but I was having fun. And it felt good to have fun in a moment like that, you know, because, I mean, it's a tough thing to go through.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I wouldn't wish it upon nobody, you know, so.
So did you guys talk to Werner before the game, after the interception? I was almost afraid of a penalty because everything that happened, of course, which would have been awful.
Yeah,
but
it would have been awful. But
don't respond. It is the NFL.
Yeah.
Now you can respond to something else. Yeah, you know, so, you know, what? It's one of those situations you don't know what to say, but you want to say.
Yeah.
You know, so what did you guys?
I mean, you go up to a guy, man, you tell him, man, I love you, man. You know, we here for you. You know, we're going to try to, you know, we'll put our best foot forward for you. We're thinking about you. We love you. You know, then I seen his wife after the game, you know, told her sorry for the loss and stuff like that. You know, so, I mean, you just try to, you know, be there as much as they let you be there for them. You know, I mean, that's the best way I can say to go about it, you know.
And if you believe and if you don't believe, just strange things happen.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, absolutely. Arguably his best game as a Buck, probably, you know, in his career.
Yeah, I think he had a heck of a game, man. I was, you know, when you see something like that happen in person, you know, you see something like that happen to someone, you see somebody go out and play a game. Like, it reminded me of when I was watching Brett Favre. His father, he played against the Raiders.
Yep.
Monday night.
I think he threw 72 touchdowns that night.
Man, he went. Right. And, you know, to see somebody do that, you know, you just know they just does a high. I mean, me, I think that's a high power. I mean, I just, you know.
Obviously, I'm in the locker room 2-3 times a week. I know how close the team is.
Yeah.
Does this bring you even closer, or is it not possible to be closer than you guys are?
Man, I think. It brings us closer, but, man, we're super close.
You are.
You're like, I mean,
yeah.
I would tell my wife all the time, I say, man, this is one of the closest teams I've been on. I mean, through college, high school. I mean, we family, you know what I mean? And it means a lot, you know, to have guys like that, to be a part of it. Because, you know, like I said, I went to Detroit for 3 weeks. And, you know, I mean, the guys.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. But the guys in the locker room were great, but, you know. My guys in Tampa, I mean, we're family, man. We're super close. And this just brings us closer and closer and closer, you know. So when things happen, we just try to lean on each other.
When you're brought together even closer because of something like this, is this something that you can build on? You know, you're flying out west. You're not supposed to win.
Yeah.
2 weeks down the road, some minor league team in Dallas, you're not supposed to win. Is this something that can help?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we're starting to say, you know, it's just us against whatever they say. We don't care. It don't matter what they say. I mean, we're just going to try to go out that Sunday, put our best foot forward, and do what we do, play as physical as possible, match anybody's intensity, and, you know, limit mistakes and play ball.
What was said in the locker room, not about Werner, just, you know, game-wise, you're getting ready to play Seattle, the number two, the number three ranked team.
Yeah.
You know, what are you guys talking about in the locker room before the game?
Well, I mean, you know, like Shep's like the hype man. Shep's screaming, you know, mostly 30 minutes for the game. Shep just screaming, ah. So, I mean, just basically just a bunch of Shep screaming and a bunch of guys listening to music. I mean, everybody through the week, I mean, we basically talk about what we need to do. You know, we need to be physical. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to do this. So, by the time we get to Sunday, I mean, you know what time it is. It shouldn't be nothing said. I mean, everybody got the same idea, the same mindset. I mean, we go out there with one thing, you know, one thing of mine. That's the win. And that's the outcome. I mean, just whatever it is, just make sure that's the outcome.
So the reaction, obviously, the fans, they're sitting there. It's 7-0. It's 14-0. It's what are you guys thinking? Now you're expecting to win.
Yeah.
But you've now scored two touchdowns in the first quarter. what are you guys thinking?
Score some more. Keep grinding. Score. Score more. Score. Every time we come to the sideline, I mean, you just see Jamie. We got to come on. Score more. Score more. I mean, even the defense making plays. Get the ball back. Get the ball back. Score more. Get the ball back. Score more. Flip the field. You know, we just thinking.
Are these things that are being said, or you just know that they're being said?
Yeah, they're being said. I mean, just everybody. I mean, just the communication. I mean, like I said, I ain't seen nothing like it since I've been here. I mean, just the communication, just guys on the sideline knowing what we got to do, saying what we got to do. You know, we get to the coaches, getting our stuff, get back on the field and doing what we got
to
do.
Want to ask you about then what's said at halftime, but as you're talking about how close the team is, I've been in the locker room since, I don't know, I think they invented concrete, you know, and I started going to the locker room. And I haven't seen the team this close except for 02, 01, 03, you know, that team.
Yeah.
Is it almost talked about like that?
I don't know. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about it.
It just is.
That's just what it is. It's just like, you know, we say it, you know, we're not scared to say it. We love each other. You know, they're my boys. We family, and I love them. You know, and that's how we feel about each other, and that's it. I mean, I remember when Vernon came in the locker room after the game, and I remember Shep would just screaming, I love you, man. Because that's how we didn't bled for each other. We didn't sweat it. You know, we didn't done these things, and we just trying to, you know, hold it together.
How can you tell the difference? Because every team says they love each other. Yeah. You know, I'm in a mixed martial arts gym. We say we love each other. Said it in Detroit.
Yeah. I feel like it's what you do when it's time of the battle. Like, do I put my body on the line for my teammate? Like, if this man got to, like Luke, he got to hold it in the end zone, but Luke put his body on the line. You got to run through me if you're going to get to him at all costs. And that, I mean, I think that speaks value. You're going to have to run through my body to get to Jameson.
And you
that
don't,
says a lot.
You do know how true that is because, you know, you always say, I'm willing to this, I'm willing to that. And until you're put in that situation, and not to go into it, but we suffered a couple years ago, and you always say you're willing to die for. Yeah. And you're willing, are you really?
Yeah.
Until you're put in that situation.
In that situation.
And then you
what
are.
You really do. And I think that's been the biggest thing where you got guys when, you know, the defense say, I got you. And, you know, go out there and make a play, and it's like, they mean what they say, you know what I mean? And
it's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, when you start to see people around you that mean what they say and they start to do what they say they're going to do, I mean, it's a special thing, you know?
We're going to go hit our first break of the evening, coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with the U, Mike James. We'll be right back. Funky, let's get funky, comedy, let's do it. Funky, let's get funky, hit it. Funky, let's get funky. What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired. Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. For joining us tonight, we have, it's called Go Puck, which is an extended battery for cell phones, computers. So your battery should, will never die.
Oh, it's waterproof.
Yeah, you can plug almost anything into it.
Man.
So that's just your first gift. You have a few other things coming. We've got we've got about 40 minutes still. So they'll be coming slowly here.
Let's do it.
I always mention when I have a guest out here, I do 10 seconds of research. I jump on Google. I jump on Wikipedia. I look at some very famous alumni from all of these colleges. I didn't waste my time at the U because it would have taken me hours.
That's a lot.
What's it like to go to that school that has the tradition and you know, has the alumni and has everything that they have?
Man, it's fun, but man, it's a lot expected from you. I mean, you expect it to be big, strong, fast, make plays. I mean, you're not. You expect it to be a top-notch athlete, man. And everybody expects that from you. The fans, the staff.
Well, I don't think they bring anybody to Miami that's not a top-notch.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's fun, man. The pressure's fun. I mean, I was telling somebody the other day, it was like, how was it at Miami? You know, did you have 1,000 yards? I was like, never. I was like, man, not many of us do. I was like, you know, I mean, so many backs there. I mean, I remember, you know, my senior year, you know, we split carries. I mean, we'll get 5 carries apiece. You know, my junior year, my senior year, me, when Lamar was there, I mean, he'll get 15, I'll get 8. You know, OT will get like 2 and a couple catches.
Right.
Then, I mean, it's just, I mean, even like then my sophomore year, it was me, Lamar, Damian Berry, Greg Cooper. You know, so it was like, you know, we was getting like 3 carries apiece. You know, so, I mean, it's tough. But, it, I mean, it prepares you for the NFL because it's all competition all the time. So, I mean, I loved it.
What was it? Could you feel it? You know, the first time that I went to Legends Field where the New York Yankees trained at spring training, you know, I know it sounds strange and weird and I don't believe in all that messed up. And
yeah.
And I walk into Legends Field, I'm in the press box, I look over, and it was just like, wow, this is Legends Field.
Yeah.
This is
the
Yankees. Yeah. What was it like the first day you stepped on
the
field?
I mean,
that's
how it was. You know, you get to school and then, you know, you're doing a summer workout and it's like Andre Johnson, Reggie Wayne, Jonathan Vilma, Willis McGahee, Clint Portis. You know, you're like, dang, you look over Vince Wilfork. I mean, all these guys, you know, like Ray Lewis come back, come talk to us, Michael Irvin. You know what I mean? It's a big deal. I mean, you know, you look at these guys, I mean, you look to these guys as young boys. I mean, so these guys, yeah. I mean, you being shot like, man, that's Vinny Testaverde. You know, that's, you know, so-and-so, that's so-and-so.
Who was that one person that you were like, wow, he went to Miami?
Who?
If there is one.
Man.
And have you ever seen the game where Dwayne Johnson goes in the stands?
Yeah. We've seen, man. I mean, I have to say that. But, I mean, I guess Ray Lewis, because he's from Polk County, too. You know, so, I mean, just to see all the accolades he has, to be like, yeah, he went to Miami, too. I mean, he's a great, you know, I mean, just to be around him here and talk, you know, just to spend time with him, you know, I mean, it was a big deal. You know?
I know that every school, and I know we talk, you know, about military, and if you're in this, there's that bond for life. Is it special? Is it different, you know, with it being the U?
Yeah, I think.
And is it just the U? Is that all you say is the U?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's special. I think it's super special. I mean, every time I, even like with Jimmy and Coach Barrow, because you know, Coach Barrow played way back in the day, but he coached me too while I was there, because he played like 91 with Jesse Armstead and all of them. So, I mean, just to see them at the game, I mean, it was like big hugs, and it was so funny because people look at us and be like, man, like y'all, like you played with Coach Barrow. I was like, nah, I didn't, but that's just how it is. Even when I see, you know, Irvin or like, you know, Sapp, or I mean, any of those guys, you know, I mean, it's a family thing, you know, that's just what it is, no matter what era you played it, because you know, what you had to do when you went there, you know what I'm saying?
Is it different? Do you feel different? This will be hopefully the last Miami question. You know, you're at practice or you're at the game and you know that Warren's there.
Yeah.
Or you know that, I mean, is it just kind of like the chest comes out a little bit?
And that's a big deal, man, because like, I remember I was, my freshman year, I had started at fullback for like the last 8 games, and, we played against Gerald them at home. We played against Oklahoma at home. And it was my first start, and I was starting at fullback. And Alonzo Hospital, you know, he went third overall in the 87 draft. I think it was 87 draft. And, you know, he played fullback. He went third overall. I mean, he just came to me on the sideline. He was like, hey, don't F this up. You know what I mean? Just like, you know.
Because it's a fullback thing now.
Yeah. You right. know what I mean? So, I mean, for him to come say that to you, I mean, it's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right, Miami obviously has rivals. When you're – you know, one of the elite schools, and there's, you know, the 6 or 8 or 10 or however many, you know, it's Alabama, it's Ohio State, it's Miami. Mm-hmm. What are those schools that, whenever you hear that name, that just gets you?
Oh, man, I mean, I think it's a sense of pride thing, too. I mean, it gets you going. I mean, because, you know, like, I played ball at one of the best schools in America. I mean, that's like Shep. Shep played at LSU. Shep, that's all Shep talk about. That's all Shep wear around the building. Even Jamie, you know, Jamie played at Florida State. You know, you got these guys, you know, Vern played at, you know, Hargraves, he played at Florida, Lewis Murray played at Florida. I mean, you play these big schools. I mean, guys walk around like, you know, I wear my stuff around with pride.
Yeah.
You know, because I played at a top university. I mean, that's how I feel. And I mean, everybody else do it too. Jameis, Lewis, I mean, everybody.
I made it a point for the people in the audience. I did not bring a T-shirt for Mike, just in case if you were here a couple weeks ago. So we have a couple different sponsors and it's called 8-Man Strong, and I wasn't thinking anything of it.
Yeah.
Will Golston walks in his green pants, Michigan State, his green Michigan State shirt, and I reach over, I grab some stuff, I hand it to him, and it's a blue shirt that says fight.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's like a weightlifting. Yeah. Right, I didn't think like Michigan. I didn't think that at all.
He's that's the first thing I thought. Like,
get that
like
away
Michigan.
From me.
Yeah.
You know, so I normally try to think all this stuff out, but I didn't think that one at all. So is it arch rivals? Is it Florida? Is it Florida State? Who else?
I mean, I never played Florida when I was in college. I didn't play Florida. I played Florida State. So, for me, it was Florida State and Notre Dame. I played Notre Dame twice. Yeah, I played Notre Dame twice. And it was, for me, really, Florida State, Notre Dame. That was a team I didn't like neither one of them. I didn't like really nobody.
I was going to say that. You know, thoughts Alabama, Ohio State, the same thing.
Yeah, I ain't really like really nobody, you know.
So. That's a Miami thing, though.
Yeah. Well, we're like nobody. Nobody like us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you see how we get treated, we go places, man. Things people say, you know. So, I mean, you probably know.
When a player, a high school kid is thinking about, have you ever talked, you know, to somebody after? Because obviously there's things you can and can't do. But, you know, what can you do? And have you talked Miami to kids?
Yeah, I mean, my little cousin. So, the starting safety for Florida State, Derwin James.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's my little cousin. So, well, he was coming out. He committed to Florida State like his 9th grade year.
And you couldn't talk him out of it?
Nothing. Nothing I could do. Take him to Miami, nothing. Nothing I could do. Because, you know, he's family, you know.
Right.
So, but it's nothing I can do to talk him out of it, you know. So sometimes, man, you know, if you got a kid, like it's some kid, like Mark Walden. I remember when he used to come to the camps as a young kid, like an 8th grader. And he used to say, I'm coming to Miami, I'm coming here. And in some kids, man, that you just, you can sway them. And in some kids, they just, that's where they're going, you know.
And again, not to stay on it, but. You know, it's just Miami. I mean, and it's Florida State. It's Florida. I mean, there's the top 8 or 10. My daughter has a friend. They went to school together. They were on the homecoming court together in the same car. And he's like the next superstar out of Miami.
Yeah.
So it's just when you hear Miami or Florida or Florida State, not just Miami. I don't want to get everybody mad.
No. I love talking about it. I mean, me and my wife, we graduated from it. We both got degrees from Miami. So, you know, it's a big deal in our house. I mean, University of Miami.
So we can talk Miami for the next hour.
I mean, all day. I mean, we hurricanes.
You know what? We won't ask any more of these questions. When we come back, we may talk more University of Miami. We'll be right back, coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. And we may even have to hear the Mike James theme song when we come back as well.
just let it burn. Come on, come on.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is Hall of Famer Monty Irvin. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, three, four.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Mike James. Another gift for, I would say for you, but I have a feeling this may go to the table back to the left. It's two massages from Hyde Park Massage and Spa.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Enjoy the massages. Yeah, so much for the massage for Mike. How do you feel about it? It's ironic with some news that I guess came out either yesterday or today about Thursday games.
I think it's a quick turnaround. I mean, it's hard. Very. It's very quick. It's very quick. I mean, you know, I got back from Detroit the week we played Atlanta. So, you know, I kind of was fresh, you know, but to see my teammates, they were hurting, man. I mean, it's grueling, you know, because the NFL game, man, I mean, huh.
You don't have time to yeah. heal up at all. No, you don't really even have time to prepare, right?
Yeah, I mean, I spent all day today, I mean, just icing and getting massage and all this stuff, you know, just trying to get ready for the week because you got to take this long flight, you know. So, it's a quick turnaround to try to get your body back to play another game, full game. That I mean, sometimes, I mean, mostly those Thursday night games, they be division games.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, they'd be a big deal.
I guess the NFL's looking into maybe stopping it.
Yeah. I mean, I had seen that. I was scrolling on Bleacher Report. I had seen that. So, I mean, we'll see.
You know, Dana White made a comment once, you know, when we were talking about, is there too much UFC? And I don't know if you're an MMA or UFC
fan.
Well,
I catch it every now and then.
And if you are, that's all we'll talk about because, you know, that's my passion. and he said, well, is there too much NFL? Is there too much football?
Yeah.
And normally you'd say no.
Yeah.
But I'd like them to stop the Thursday games.
Man, football is a hard – I mean, it's a violent sport. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they see it, you know, and it's entertaining and it's exciting, but, man, it's violent. You know what I mean? You think about guys who, you know, who can't even, like, you know, pick up their kids now or their neck's messed up or they need this and need that medicine and need that, you know? So, I mean, it's a violent game, man. It's a violent game. So, to be able to have a quick turnaround like that, I mean, it takes a toll on your body.
Since you said that and you brought it up.
Yeah.
Do you think about that? Are you worried about that?
Absolutely. I mean, your family thinks about it. I mean, my mother-in-law, my wife, I mean, my godmom, I mean, they talk about, are you okay? I mean, they see me icing and, I mean, think about it. I play special teams, you know? I mean, you think about a guy like.
That could be worse.
Yeah.
I mean, don't kid yourself.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. But, like, that's, you know, 15 to 20 plays. You think about guys who playing, you know, 40 plays, man. I mean, that's tough. Guys in those trenches, you know, beat on 300 pounds, 280 pounds. I mean, falling on each other. I mean, you have no choice but to think about it. I mean, because I do want to be able to play with my kids when I get older and be able to, you know, hug on my wife and be able to move and be functional, you know what I mean? So I love this game, but I do think about the things that it could cause. You know?
Describe the best you can with FCC radio, what it feels like when you make contact, you know, when you get hit, when you're, you know, running, when you get slammed to the ground.
Yeah. I heard somebody say playing the Sunday is like getting into like a fender bender every weekend, you know, like a, you know, a neck jerking fender bender. I can agree with that. I mean, it's some of those hits that may not look very hard. They are pretty hard. I mean, I would say it's hard to describe it, man. It's just violent. You know what I mean? Think about, I'm 220 pounds and another guy that's 220 pounds that's on special teams and he running full speed 40 yards at me. I'm running full speed at him. I didn't start it, you know, 30 yards back. And, you know, I'm putting everything I got online because I'm trying to, you know, feed my family too. I mean, it's a violent collision. I mean, you know, I would say, man, just think about you running into another person as fast as possible without stopping. And
well, that's where it would never happen. As fast as possible,
I
wouldn't get hurt.
I mean, you you would turn it down or you would try to, you know, and you think about it.
Just saying I'm not fast. Yeah. So we would be walking very briskly towards each other.
But when you that's what happened. You know, you see a guy run at you full speed. And some guys, you know, if they turn down contact,
right,
that's when you get hurt. You know, so, I mean, you best do your best better try to keep your head up, bow your neck. And
What are you thinking? You know, as you're running 40 yards full, are you thinking, is it nothing?
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of just lose myself in the moment a little bit. You know what I mean? I think that's the fun part of the game. You know, I think that's the fun part of it. Like, as violent as it is, as grueling as it is, as crazy as it can be sometimes, like, being able to lose yourself in the moment, like, you got 60,000 people screaming, you lose yourself, you're just losing yourself. Yeah. And I mean, you don't think. You go out there, you hit somebody, you make a play, then you
just react. Can you hear the 60,000?
I mean, while I'm playing, no. But then when the play's over, yeah. Like, you know, it's like you hear it again.
Right.
I mean, it's weird. I mean, any person that's been out there can explain it. I mean, I think, you know, boom, the ball's kicked. You kind of go silent. You're in the moment. Something happened. You come to the sideline, see what happened. Okay. See what happened. And then you start hearing everything.
Have you ever gone to the sidelines and not even really remembered running down?
Yeah. I mean, because you lose yourself in it. I mean, you just know, I've been practicing this all week. This is what's going to happen. Like, I was even telling my wife, friends came down for a birthday this weekend, and I was telling them, I was like, look, if this dude come down, you know, if I'm running on a kickoff and I see a guy run across my face, I got to fit inside on his wedge, you know, and, you know, they were just like, huh? And I was just like, well, the biggest guy, it's going to be two big guys and I got to fit inside on the big guy. And it's like, you know, I just know that. So when I'm running down there, it's just like, I notice what I got to do and I don't think about it.
You don't even count because you're just doing it.
Then I'm just doing it. You know, that's what practice for, to think about it then, you know.
Very cool. Before I forget, because the show is flying by, did you see what the Baltimore Ravens did to end the game?
They
held every player.
It was
against Cincinnati.
It was take a safety.
Right.
So that's called taking a safety. So you can hold at end of the game. I mean, you're just trying to run the clock out. And basically, they're up with enough points to say, we can take a safety, they can kick the ball, and they still don't have enough time to win the game, right? So that's why they do that. So, you know, it probably looked crazy on TV, but that was super smart.
I think it was genius.
And Harbaugh, he's a special teams guy. I mean, and I watched the game, of course, I'm getting excited because I watched the game from a whole different perspective at times. But, I mean, you practice it all the time, but to see it get done in the game, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to see it this week. You know, Nate's going to show it because Nate is on top of it.
And that's the thing, and they've been talking about it. Yeah. They've been ripping them, and is it cheating? Mm-mm, is it going around? And it's not. But the thing
that's
that
football.
What I think
that's
people haven't realized is it's not like he just said, all right, do this.
No,
they practiced
it. Yes, that is practice. Look, the object is to win the game. And you do that by, you know, any means necessary legally, you know. And that's in the room. You can do that. I can hold you. This is going to call a penalty. We'll take the penalty.
Yep.
We have to kick it again. There's 3 seconds left. We'll kick it off. The ball is still there for four. The game's over. We make the tackle. The game's over. That's how you win the game.
It's kind of like what happened in Minnesota. Ball gets kicked into the end zone.
Yeah.
And the returner knew what to do. They've practiced it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know the play I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He went out of bounds.
Yeah.
Laid out of bounds, reached over and touched the ball.
Yeah, you got to get 1 foot out of bounds before you can touch the ball. What kicked the place or something like that,
but, right?
I mean, that's those little, you know, nuances you want to know throughout the game, and you want to continue to file those in. So during the game, you're not even thinking. Boom, we get for a ball. Boom, that's a great play. Now you just made a great play because you're not even thinking.
I think fans don't realize that you practice things like that. It's kind of like in baseball where you know, at spring training, they hit the grounder to the pitcher and he turns and throws to first, just so it's automatic.
I mean, we work, you know, all day long, and we just, you know. It's more than just playing football than just going out and catching the ball. I mean, there's so much stuff to go through. Just even like you said, just what knowing that, what to do at the end of the game. Even the coach know what to do. The coordinators know what to do. The players know what to do. It trickles down, and everybody has to know what to do. Nobody came out because we're trying to win the game, and that's how important it is. You know what I mean?
And still there's times, I'm sure, that something comes up, and it's like, not that you're not prepared for it, but you haven't seen it.
Yeah, we haven't practiced this in a while, or we haven't practiced this camp. I mean, and I think, you know, Dirk and, you know, Nate and, you know, all our coaches, you know, they do a great job of making sure we're prepared for those situations. Like, even against Kansas City. I mean, we're kicking Hill. I mean, you know, he's a dangerous returner. I mean, this is a kick-to-win situation. You know, we're kicking on the ball. You know, we're up by a certain amount of points. We need to get him down to the ground, you know, taking as much time as possible, you know, and not giving them field position to be able to do anything crazy, you know. So, I mean, that's stuff that we practice, you know. I mean, hey, we got to protect, we got to get out, we got to get in our coverage lanes. I mean, that's stuff that we stay on, you know.
How much time-wise, you know, do you spend on repetition, you know, the same things? You're always going to put new things into the game plan, but repetition just so that it's...
Yeah, I mean, all the time. I think, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we practice it, we go over it. You know, we mentally go over it. We put it down on the board. We go out of the field. We walk through it, practice it. You know, so, I mean, the repetition part, I mean, we go through it every which way possible. We think about it every which way. Then, you know, that goes on the onus of the players to go home and to go over everything possible. Because, you know, we always say, you know, what you do in the building isn't enough. You know, Gerald, you know, he said it last week. I mean, Gerald always saying, you know, hey, do more, do more, do more, do more. Him and Jameis. Always preaching, do more, do more. Go home, do more. I mean, they always doing more. I mean, I'll get there super early, and Jameis already be there, like, getting ready to get in the hot
tub. What does that do to you and the rest of the team? You know, when he's there, the quarterback of your team.
It's a special thing to see. I mean, I'll get there early some days, you know, super early. You know, sometimes I get there early, some days I get there later. And Jameis will be there, you know. What's up, Mike Jameis? Before I even get in the door, he already know who it is, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's special to see. I mean, it's encouraging. I mean, it's a good thing for the team.
Before we go hit our final break, you mentioned about watching the game and you watch it differently. And I always ask the guys, can you watch it as a fan or are you always working? Are you always trying to learn and better yourself?
I think really the only games I really watch as a fan is Steelers games. And listen to this, because my in-law, my wife's side of the family, they're crazy Steelers fans. Like when we played Pittsburgh up there a couple years ago, oh my God.
It was expensive for you.
No.
I figured you had to
get
tickets.
They had their own because they had season tickets. They've been having these for like 30 years. So, I mean, you know, so I sit back and I watch that with my wife and I kind of enjoy it as a fan, you know, just because I know, you know, their family's rooting for them. So I just sit back and, you know, I watch it as a fan. But everything else, like this game tonight, I'm going to be watching like work, I feel like, you know. Two teams in the NFC, you know, I'm just watching like work. You know, you never know. So
you're obviously watching it different. Can you enjoy it if it's work?
Yeah. Because I love what I do. It's hard, but I love it though. I mean, you have to. I mean, I was talking to me, Huff, Shep, and Miles, and we was talking about just you have to love this game to be able to go out every day, put your body on the line. You know, listen to all the things people say that can happen to you when you're 50, 60 years old, and to go out there and continue to do it even when you're tired. You know, to go out and have a bad game and, you know, people say so many bad things about you. I mean, to be able to say, all right, I'm still going to go out and do it. You know, you have to love it. I mean, you have to.
I always get a kick out of, not fans, but not to throw media people under the bus being one, but they'll say, because there's a right way and a wrong way.
Yeah.
And I've seen this more times, you know, over and over. Guys, media people will say it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then end up on your locker on Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, I got to honestly say, man, I'll say it, man, that stuff hurts people's feelings.
Sure.
Man. I mean, it does. I mean, you think about it. They're a man, too. And, you know, their family reads that, and they come back and report to them. And, you know, you don't want to hear that stuff about yourself. Nobody. I mean, I'm pretty sure anybody here, who wants to go to work, then, you know, you get on your phone and you just read about how bad you're doing at work.
All your friends are sending you those messages.
I mean,
what kind of friends is that? I don't want to read it.
I mean, that stuff, you know, funny enough, when I was leaving Detroit, I was talking to one of the player personnel guys. His name's Eloy. He came from USC, and we had a great. It's like, man, he's like, you know, we're back to Tampa. I was like, yeah. He was just like, he was like, man, you know, this game is emotionally grueling. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, for everybody, you know, for you, your family. I mean, it is. I mean, he's like, you know, I just work in the front office and I just got a girlfriend. He was like, and I just feel like at times I can't wrap my head around this thing, you know, and it's like, that's a tough thing, you know.
It is crazy for sure. All right, let's go hit that last break of the evening. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. We'll be right back.
Gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite Suite Number 8. Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Mike James over here. Mark is walking around with tickets. We're going to give away the final pair of Rockin' Holiday Party tickets for the Ryan Neese Foundation, which is this Thursday. A couple more items for you, Mr. James. A couple gift certificates to get your car washed at Mr. Car Wash.
Man, you guys are spoiling me. Thank you.
I know that you do this at $1, but here's a gift certificate for not one, not two, not three, not four, but five sessions at the cryotherapy.
Wow.
From Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay.
Wow.
So we're going to hook you up there.
Dang.
Arguably the best barbecue in Tampa Bay, Holy Hog. Here's some gift certificates to go and grab some.
Hey, and, you know, this, like, dude, that's the key to my heart, gift cards.
Gift cards? Man, that's the way I live, too.
Gift certificates? Yeah, people always say, what you want for Christmas? I said, just give me a gift card.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, just bend it in. Yeah. And then a new sponsor. You came at just the right time.
Man.
You know, if it would have been early at the season like we originally planned, Original Grain wasn't involved.
Wow.
For coming on the show, we have a Original Grain watch.
Wow.
Which is a I don't wear a watch, but I'm going to start wearing this because it's made out of real wood.
And wow, that's beautiful.
It's a nice watch.
Man, thank you.
So I saw you were not wearing one. So
yeah, man,
I don't know if you're not a watch guy.
No, I am. I just don't have one. Now I have one.
There you sit. All right, some questions from the audience. Who do you get mistaken for?
Levante David all the time. Oh, my God. It gets ridiculous. Like, I'd be like, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, do we look that much alike?
Do you ever sign his name?
No, but you know what? You know what? I really thought about it yesterday. So I was walking out. I was walking out to the field, and somebody was like, "Oh, hold on!" I'm talking about like just in a panic. So I'm like, "Okay, I'm holding." They going through all their cards. Boom! They pull out a picture of Levante David. I was about to sign Mike James on there. I was like, you know what? No, okay, whatever. I was like, no, wrong guy. You know.
I have a friend of mine that's a former MMA fighter, and he said that he would send an autograph picture of, I don't remember who it was, Randy Couture. Mm-hmm. And like, really? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he said, here's an autograph picture of Randy Couture.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing. And the reason that I asked, did you sign it? I was at an event in Orlando, the former Players Grill,
uh-huh.
And Chidi Ahanotu was running in, mm-hmm. And a fan said, Warren, will you sign this? And Chidi's like, I'm not Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
They go, yes, you are.
Yeah. Whoa, you got to tell who I am.
He goes, no, I'm pretty sure I'm not Warren Sapp. I'm pretty sure. And they were arguing back and forth.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
well, you should have signed it.
He probably thought it was Sapp like trying to trick him or something.
I guess.
Oh, my God.
If you could pick one NFL player to chill with, not a Buccaneer.
Yeah.
And you know what? And not a Detroit Lion. you know, okay. because you have, you know, yep. after up, yep. being up there. Who would it be?
Probably Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I just would kind of want
just so that you can do the whatever.
I would
want
to pick his brain. I feel like I know nothing about Aaron Rodgers. Like personally, I feel like he keeps his real personal life like real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I like that about him. You know, so I don't know. I probably want to hang out with him because he seems real chill.
You're gonna have one of my favorite questions for fans to get to know you. You're gonna have four people come over for dinner. It cannot be family. All right, it can't be any family members because that would be obvious.
Okay.
Living, passed away.
Okay.
Fictitious, real. What four people are you going to sit down? The reason that I asked this, so it'll give you a minute to, you know, you find out some interesting things.
Yeah.
So I asked a player, I don't remember who it was, and one of his four, you know, you get the Jesus and this and that.
Yeah.
This guy said Hitler.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm Jewish. Why are you saying Hitler? Yeah. And he's like, he goes, I really want to know what's wrong with this guy. And I'm like, okay, all right.
I kind of want nice people at my dinner. Man, that is a hard question. I've never been asked a question that hard.
We can come back to it.
Probably no. We're good. Probably my dad's dad, my granddad, because I never got to meet him.
It's family, but he's bigger than me. He's faster than me.
Oh yeah, yeah. You said no family.
He can say whatever he wants.
You said no family. No. Let's come back to that question. Come back. Let me think. That's a good question, man. Woo.
Franco wants to know, talk us through the experience of what it's like running out of the tunnel.
Oh, man, it's exhilarating. I mean, I remember the first time I got to start. It was Thursday Night Ball, my rookie year against Carolina. And just hearing them say your name, you know, starting that running back, you know, number 25. Right. You know, I mean, you just like, it's what you've been waiting on your whole life. You know, I mean, you've been waiting on that your whole life. Like, I mean, my whole life, like,
is that on repeat on your phone or something?
No,
because it should be
in my head. Just like, you know, I mean, it's just, it's exhilarating. I mean, it's almost like, it's like a childhood dream coming true.
Do you worry running out? You know, you
all the time, all the time, because you know that smoke, they
right.
So they used to have it at Miami. We used to grab on each other's jerseys coming out of tunnel because who wants to? That would be so bad. You know, you're gonna be on ESPN.
Yep.
If we trip all the time, I mean, it's just like, come on. You're going to be like, come on, man.
And it's one thing if this would have happened 30 years ago, but if it happens now, it's there forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, with all the media now, they're going to get it from every angle, and they're going to know who fell first, and look at that guy, you know, so it's going to be
exactly.
crazy.
Exactly. What was the best game you've ever played?
And
ever.
Ever in my life.
Mike man. James, 7 years old, ran for 612 yards.
I would probably say, man, that Seattle game. I mean, it would have to be. I mean, to be able to do it at a high level. Because, you know, until you do it, everybody waiting on to see if you can. Really.
Right.
So, I mean, just to do it, because it's like an out-of-body experience. I mean, to do it against them, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good team, you know. So, and I still think they're a pretty good team, you know. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good defense. So, I mean, just to be able to do it at a high level, I think that was my best game.
Are you a wrestling fan? Do you watch wrestling, any of that stuff?
Yeah. As a kid, I did. My mom took me to.
As a kid? What exactly is a kid?
Well, I mean, I know I'm young, but I probably stopped watching wrestling at probably like 11.
Really? All right.
Yeah, probably like 11. But my mom, when I was 9, my mom, for Christmas, when the arena, the Magic Arena, was called a TD Waterhouse, she took me to, remember that? Yeah. She took me to, it was like WWE. WWF SmackDown. I mean, we set up in nosebleeds, probably the last row, but we went though, and I was so. I used to love The Rock. I mean, I love The Rock. My two favorites was The Rock and Stone Cold Steve. I love Stone Cold Steve. Stone Cold was the man.
Do me a favor, text me those two names. I have some DVDs in storage.
Stone Cold's the man.
So, how many times growing up did you do the Stone Cold? Did you?
Man, I couldn't do it around my. I couldn't, you know. I used to get soda cans and I. Hey, you know, so man, I used to love that, you know. I ain't do the middle finger thing, so I used to do it my ring finger when I was a kid.
Right.
So I used to pop with the ring finger. I thought it was Stone Cold.
There's a thing running around on Facebook, and it's all these people doing the Stone Cold Stunner.
Oh, yeah.
It's like drilling people
man, that's
in the
dangerous,
pool.
Man.
It is.
That's dangerous.
It is. It is funny.
But man, it's a heck of a move.
Though. All right, so if there's going to be a WWE main event, who's your tag team partner? In the Bucs, you know, what Buccaneer is your tag team partner?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Probably, let me see. Probably have to be Shep, man.
Really? Over Joe?
Yeah, because Shep, man.
Joe scares me.
Joe Holly.
Yeah.
Joe's a fighter. If it was anybody after Shep, it would have to be Joe. But Shep's my dog, and I know Shep going. Because, I mean, our wives hang out together. Our little boys play together. And I know Shep going to have my back. Like, he ain't going to let that happen to me. Because I ain't going to let that happen to him. You know,
couple real quick other questions. What was your favorite subject in school?
You know what? It was AP Literature my senior year in high school. Because we used to read Shakespeare's sonnets. And they used to be so funny to me just because the way they used to talk. You know,
How did they talk?
You know how they talk. You know,
I tried.
So you know, these have all the satire and all that stuff. So, you know, I just thought it was funny. I just always get a I had a teacher named Mr. Lentz. And he, you know, he's redhead dude, had glasses and stuff, and you know, just the way he used to read was so funny. Just get so proper with it. So I just love that class. You know,
what's your favorite singer?
Singer or like a
group singer?
Jay-Z is my favorite of all time.
Do you play video games?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I play Madden. I play NBA Live. I play Call of Duty with Mike Evans. Mike Evans, Donovan, DD. Yeah, we all play online together.
Oh, as a team?
Yeah, as a team together.
And then you take on other people.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We have fun.
Do they know that it's you?
I don't know. Let me see. I don't think nobody has their real name as their tag name. Like, mine's the Black Picasso, Narrow Picasso.
Well, now you got to change it.
Yeah, but
now everybody's going to know.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who we are, but mine is.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to go in there and find me and all this stuff. So,
believe it or not, we are out of time. Let's thank Mike James for coming out here. Nice. We certainly appreciate it. Next week, not one, not two, but all three Grammatica brothers will be here next Monday night.
Nice.
I want to thank everybody for coming out. We're going to have the drawing right now off the air. And Mike James is going to call for nobody.
Can I call it on the microphone?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You fixed them up already? I hope I get the ticket. All right.